coming. We're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
It's the mighty Black Empire. It's your boy, Daniel Kruduk, a.k.a. the 12-numbered Umbrella Cadet, a.k.a. the Black Kaya. What's going on? Today, we're doing the spoiler show. We call it the spoiler show because we're going to be talking about Game of Thrones Season 8, Episode 3, as well as Endgame. So after song goes off, you don't want to get all that because me and my buddy David Brack will be talking about that. We want to make sure that if you haven't seen it or you don't want part of that conversation, you don't want to like get information that you weren't expecting to get, can you right now? Spoilers. All right, let's get into it. We're going to be on Twitter. I might be live tweeting this tonight. So go over to blackmprpod at twitter.com or blackmpratoutlook.com. All right, let's get into it. We'll do some news, maybe not too much. In terms of the report, I just want to pull up the information. Sorry about that, folks. But yeah, the Mueller report, as before, dealing with the same issues. Mueller had told, more or less said that he was upset at what Barr had said in regards to that four-page report. And the issue was he felt that it was didn't categorize what he had meant to say. So he more or less put the four-page report to Bill Barr, the Attorney General of the United States, the one who's 100% in the bag for Donald Trump. He said, blah, 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 no collusion, everything's cool, don't worry about it. That's information we got a couple of weeks back when we saw the four-page report that I read it. It's not crazy, fam. Let it go. We know going forward that it is crazy. It's just they could. It's not what he did wasn't a crime. So I think the best way to describe it would be: I wanted to cheat on my wife. I had every desire to cheat on my wife, but the bitches that I was talking to didn't want to fuck me. So technically, I didn't commit adultery, but the desire to do it was there. My ability to do it was flawed, and it didn't happen. So pretty much Mueller said he was upset. He liked the idea that the way he described it wasn't in keeping with what he said. So it was pretty trash. But I will say this will be the last time I speak about this because according to some polls, which I don't have the specifics, the national conversation, most people don't care about this thing, which is insane to me that the president lying outright, getting caught outright, blah, 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 blah. The national public, the people of America, really not caring about it. And I would assume it's because every 5 seconds is something new. We had some shots fired. This is pretty recent in UNC. I believe this someone got shot at a synagogue or something to that effect. But yeah, someone opened fire. It's 4 people injured, 2 killed. The UNC Charlotte campus. Why? America. Not sure why niggas are shooting. You know what I mean? It's just been happening consistently. There was another shooting, I believe, in California. A white nationalist, someone who's a white nationalist, went into a synagogue and opened fire and killed a few people in there. This is going to probably keep happening because there's no repudiation on any side. Say, like, hey, you know, let's not do this. And the more that it goes on, the further this situation goes, I think we're going to have a lot of hard times before we go better. Whistleblowers. Company at heart of 97% drug price hike, bribe doctors. So pretty much, I could tell you specifically the one. Give me a second. Questar Pharmaceuticals was bribing doctors to push their drugs, and then in so pushing their drugs, selling them at, I guess, 97,000% what they're worth, which is insane, and I really don't have the energy or time to look to see how much more. But I don't know if anybody who's here who's ever worked in a hospital or worked in a medical situation, the trick of it is I will say I worked there when I was 19, maybe 20, 18, 19, 20, in that range. And I will say there's a specific type of chick they get. They get really attractive women to come in and speak to these really awkward beat down doctors, and they're not like models or anything, but they're like just attractive enough. Like they're like, I'm trying to think of the best way to describe it. Like they're hot, but they're hot in a way where you felt like if you made enough money, you could get it. They all look like attractive housewives. They all look like hot housewives or someone's hot long-term girlfriend. It's like a stunning seven. And they come in and they're very friendly and they're able to kind of make it seem like, let's get this drug stuff out of the way so we can go out on a date and get some drinks. They like keep them trips and all this other mess. So it's pretty much that's the setup anyway. But then to bribe them, put money in their pockets, pretty fucking crazy. But I guess like all news, that's the – I'm hearing somebody say something in regards to something we knew that was happening already that's continually happening. You know, like you already kind of assumed that was the case, but that just got caught. Okay, and one more political story before we hop into some ads on my end. Pelosi and Schumer say they agreed to pursue a $2 trillion infrastructure bill with Donald Trump, which is good because I don't know if you guys remember a couple of years back when the bridge in Minnesota just fucking fell. And ever since that day, I've been really nervous to drive bridges because apparently that's a thing that could happen. It could just fucking fall out of the sky. So got to be real careful with, you know, with the infrastructure. There's a lot of stuff that we're driving on are decades, years, months, decades of repair. And it put us in a position where, like I said, a bridge could fall out the fucking sky while you're driving on it. Okay. What we normally do in this space is to do Game of Thrones talk, but because the majority of it is going to be Game of Thrones talk and Endgame talk, I will just do a quick aside on the trailer because there's going to be so much for me and David to get into that I feel like if I don't, but I also want to keep the stats going. I feel next week is going to be lit. I think next week the Game of Thrones will be lit. I'm pretty – like I'm at that stage now where I feel like they're going to nail the landing, but that might also be Endgame talk because I think Endgame did a really good job of nailing the landing. We'll get into that. So I think they might be able to pull it off. But if next week doesn't address a lot of shit, because we only have three more episodes, I'm going to be super fucking bummed. Pissed, even. Like, I don't know what I'm going to do. Because, like, they've lost this up. And it gets in a situation where they're not able to kind of put a bow on this shit after all the years that we spent with it. I think I'm not going to be able to trust again. Like, it'd be worse than getting cheated on. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, imagine you with this woman, and then she, you know, then she fucks your best friend. Not the same. It's not even remotely close to the same. I trust HBO. And I trust the fine people at Game of Thrones. This ship in there. Doesn't have to be great. Just give me a satisfying, this is where these people are. This is where these people are. Don't try to play games in the last episode. Don't try to make this the dream of a child. Don't try to make this whatever. Just give me a beginning, a middle, and end. We were everybody's at, what they're doing, and end it. Boom. That's it. That's all I need, fam. I don't need nothing more than that. I don't think we have any additional ads today, but I will direct you over to Big Bear Collective. I believe they are still an ad, as well as 40 Ice Water. So I don't have any straight copy, but I knew that they've been good to us in the past, so it's not a crazy aside to say to go over there now. So, yeah, so you go to @big.bear.collective. That's their Instagram. Go there. I think they're really keen on CBD oil as well as smoke accessories. You can check them out on Instagram as well as 48 Water. The guy from Jesus Christ, my brain's fucking on is fire. But yeah, 40 ounce water for your hydration need, because I know you motherfuckers be thirsty. Anywho, we're getting into the ad section with the song today. It's Be Spontaneous by the astounding fucking Flying Lotus with Little Dragon, as well as our normal sponsors. And we'll come back on the other side with what I imagine to be one of the most, before I fucking forget, if you don't have the number, it is 347-857-4302. Again, 347-857-4302. And Twitter is blacknprpod at twitter.com. And if you have my Facebook, it's Danny Kruder Facebook. I'm going to probably start a thread in DDG just to answer questions as we go. So I want to make sure that everyone has the opportunity to weigh in because I'm talking about this shit again after today. That's it. All right. Also, shit, I forgot. producer, Brooklyn Black, Tasha Wright, never know who. Kiki, so here's the ad. See you on the other side.
Yo, shout out to those that help us keep the lights on over here at Pregame Radio. Check out ME Productions for all your digital media production needs. Like them on Facebook at ME Productions with a Z and email them at heyme.tv@gmail.com. Also, check out LitBK. Check them out at litbkny.com. Check out their Black Star Power Tees featuring some of your favorite entertainers and use the code PREGAMEISLIT at checkout for 20% off all your purchases. Also, check out iCraveWear. Check them out at iCraveWear.com. Pick up your Facts t-shirt representing your hood and pick up your Brooklyn Certified pins, t-shirts, and more. Use the code PREGAME at checkout for 15% off your order.
We are back. What's going on? But not a nice, smooth, Flying Lotus really is. He's just really great. I don't think he gets enough shine in these streets. So we're back. This is Danny C. Calling from the Black NPR. We're going to be talking spoilers. This is your last chance. Get out of here. Okay. Showing us is one third of the Peace, Love, and Slander podcast. Your friend of mine, Mr. David Brad. What's going on, buddy?
I'm out here.
Into it. Let's cut this shit. We got a lot to talk about in a very short amount of time. First off, let's ask, what was your opinions? Let's start with Endgame and then work our way into Game of Thrones, because then we can always come back to that. Endgame opinion, your first shelf of your opinion. Like, what's your opinion on it?
Okay, so I'm kind of stealing this hot take from somebody else. My movie guy, John Campia, but I watched the movie and I 1,000% agree with him. The first 2 hours were good. They were actually pretty good. There were a few issues, but they weren't awesome. They were good. But the last hour, the final, is probably, bar none, the best piece of comic book film ever put out there across the board, full stop, period. That's probably the last hour is probably the most awesome comic book experience you will take in through your eyeballs and ear holes. I kind of feel like that nailed it.
That's not even a lie. That's just fact. That's just fucking fact. It just everything that happened. And that, the last part you said. Now I disagree with the beginning because I feel like the first. I saw it again today. Thought this is my second time seeing it. It holds up. Have one problem with it, which I'll get to.
Okay.
It's three movies, right?
Mm-hmm.
There is the epilogue or Infinity War 0.5, which is a very somber drama. It's pretty much like a drama. The first half hour of that movie was a drama. It was about what the dude was a lot of 9/11 imagery in that first thing. It was like getting by, moving on, what to do when you pick up the pieces. It showed pretty much some. You know what I was thinking? You can make three TV shows about those three sections of the movie. Like, I would love to see a show about the aftermath or something like that. Like,
just
you know,
dealing
what I mean?
just kind of having a cope.
Crime happened in that 5-year period. You know, there was bad guys in that 5-year period, but the space has got to feel different. It had to feel, you know what I mean? Like, I would love to see what somebody would do. In essence, what happened was a rapturing, pretty much what happened. A rapturing fucking happened on their earth and moved on.
Right.
I would also love to see a show what happened after the fact when these people have moved on and remarried and their fucking wives and husbands and kids come back. No one thought about that. No one thought about that at all.
That's untenable.
Because you see how Spider-Man responded? They didn't feel the weight at the time. So as far as you're concerned, you like, took a quick nap and woke up.
Right.
And your life is fucking gone. Like, wait a second, hold up. Wait a second. Or you was like a kid and you snapped and then you came back and your mom killed themselves because you were fucking gone. Thank
Yikes.
You. I'm getting off topic.
Dark.
I like
dark.
That. So that.
Fucking dark.
Yeah, but I mean, it needed to happen. That whole first half section was dark. It was just like management. And then the MVP of the movie shows up. Right? The MVP, the real hero, the rat.
Mm-hmm.
The rat shows up with a little bit of jiggery pokery. He comes out. And then it turns into the second part of the movie, which is a wonderful, whimsical caper movie.
Yeah,
now,
the time
heist. Now, that's a lot of. People of the time heist, but the time heist also had all of the emotional beats and kind of seeing that they really fuck with each other and planning it and talking and kind of like actually showing that they're not just a collection of dudes, like they actually have a relationship. So when deaths happen, you could feel at the end part, I felt like, you know, when Tony, when they, oh, you've seen all those characters from all the movies at his funeral,
yeah.
I felt like that sadness was earned in those scenes when they were like, putting together the time machine, planning things out, kind of going, okay, well, we go here. And where is he at? Oh, he's in Bleecker Street. What is that? Brooklyn is no. Fucking downtown. The hell are you talking about? It's at Bleecker Street. And them eating Chinese food. You know what I mean? Like that scene. Then it was
right.
The heist. Then when the heist was over, then it turned into full on fucking balls to the wall war movie, like a war action movie. And I think people had a hard time because it's really disjointed. I think they did a great job of blending those three. But if you went looking for just action, or you went looking for, because Infinity War was just
not.
Infinity War never stopped moving. Infinity War was just boom. You knew it was the same movie. You didn't really need to think too much about it. It was just, we need to stop this guy from doing this thing, and it was boom. Here it was like there was a stretch where there was no threat for a good half of the movie. The majority of the movie there was no threat. I think that's what a lot of people responded to. There was no threat.
Right.
It's like the first movie, they were trying to stop the milk from getting dropped on the floor. But the next movie, they were trying to get a mop to mop it up.
And mop it up.
Yeah, but then
a lot of people were talking about like how the beginning was slow and all that. I didn't have issues with
it
being
slow.
It's exactly what it was supposed to be.
It was the last day of high school, fam. You know what I mean? It was the last day of high school, figuratively and literally. It was like, this is the last chance. Things that needed to be said needed to be said. Things that needed to be done needed to be done. And it, you know what I mean? And then you have to, like, live in this space. Because I watched it again today, knowing all the beats. It didn't move slow. Like, I didn't use the bathroom again. You know what I mean? I still didn't watch the movie. It felt like it was moving quickly. By the time you get to the time heist, only heist that was, like, kind of slow moving just because it felt was the because it depends on how much you care about Black Widow, was the Vormir section. That was the only part
right.
that I felt like it dragged a bit. But Murad, I thought was pretty good. I thought the Thor section, I thought was pretty good. The going back to New York part of that was pretty good, and they jumped around a lot.
Do you think they overdid Big Lebowski Thor?
No. It was comedy, but it was a real – he was in essence suffering from depression, and they told it in a funny way, but it was like they – They tied it off because he couldn't continue to move. You know what I mean? What did he do, live in Iceland? No. So they had to, like, set it up. Like, this guy's fucked up. He's in a bad space. He's moving around. He's a comedic. He's like a, you know what I mean? He's comedy now. So they had to find a way to fit him in.
A lot of people are upset with that. They don't like their Thor being comedic. And I don't know why they're so pressed about it.
Because no one liked those first two movies. Because it doesn't fit. It doesn't work. It's not relatable.
Whoa. First two what? The first two Thor movies?
They were okay, but they weren't great. It wasn't last movie. They weren't great. They're like on most people's bottom third. Like no one's like, you gotta put that Thor movie.
The second Thor movie, yeah, I agree. That's like bottom tier Marvel.
The first one did a good job setting it up.
The first one
was
great.
It was a bottle movie. It pretty much was like they put it in the middle of nowhere, but, you know, it was fine. I feel Ragnarok is when he hit his fucking stride because Chris Hemsworth is one of the best comedic actors working. He really nails his bits. He really enjoys. You know where that comes from, I think? Remember when he was they did like a little thing before Ragnarok where he had a roommate?
Yeah.
And it was like really funny. And you're like, oh, that's cool. But then they did a movie. It was just pretty much a long version of that. He's really good at it. And then like when it's time for him to
kick ass. He's just a great comedic actor. He's a great actor. Some of those moments, geez, he really brought it.
Yeah, because he was going through something. So yeah, I think people like, I don't want it to be too slapsticky, but. I mean, you gotta think in essence, really. Because I'm watching there's more kids in this viewing because it's like early. I saw like 10:30 today. There's a lot more kids. That's some heavy ass shit to have to do. Like, oh, by the way, half of all life is fucking gone. It's just gone. Mm. Death. Niggas die. Like, we're literally watching a drama, a 9/11 drama in the beginning. I get it that you want to put some heavy comedy in there because it's hard. It's a lot of devastation, especially in that last scene, which is dope. But there's a lot of fucking dying and things being stabbed and ripped apart and blown up and shot in the head and yoked. Then there's a full-ass funeral at the end.
A whole-ass funeral.
It was a full homegoing. It went from to the repos. They gave their word. They had full orchestral breakdowns. We went to everybody, including a nigga from Iron Man 3 who I had to look up. The nigga at the end, remember they was like showing everybody and it was just some kid standing off by Thunderbolt Ross and I was like, who's this nigga? And I was like, maybe he's like some, then I looked it up, he's the kid that helped him in Iron Man 3.
Oh yeah, okay.
I had to look that shit up because I was like, who? This nigga.
Yeah.
Now the part I did not like and the part that I felt like doesn't fit because if you watch it knowing how it turns out, it don't fit, is the whole Agent Carter of it all. I found that to be unnecessary. I felt it didn't work. I felt it was weird because he'd already moved on from it. And when he's like in that ship and he just takes the little thing out to look at her picture, I'm like, I remember the first time I was like, what the fuck are you looking to hug? And like, he was done with it. He already kissed her fucking niece. He's already made out with her niece. They've already moved on from it. Like, he's already moved on from her. For them to go back like he never got over it makes no sense.
I never actually thought of it.
They had set up themselves saying that if you go back in time, which is true, you go back in time, it doesn't affect the present. I mean, if him going back in time, he can't go back in time and then show back up. Nigga would just be gone.
But you know what?
Like,
okay, so I can deal with it. Once you do time travel, you gotta accept there's gonna be paradoxes.
You know what? They did such a good job of writing out the paradoxes that, you know what I'm saying, like they wrote it out. So they said anything that happens in the past is that is his own individual branch of reality. Meaning, if I go back in time and you kill Thanos and kill the 2014 Thanos, in essence, now there's a universe where Thanos never got the stones. He never did any of the things he was supposed to do. The Infinity War ended in 2014 as far as that universe is concerned. This main universe, it still happened. So everything that changes, like there's the one universe where Loki has the Tesseract and he got away. That's one universe. But Loki is dead in this universe. We're never going to see Loki in this universe again. Meaning that Steve Rogers went back to end up with that chick. The universe now exists where they're together. He should not be sitting on a bench in this universe.
Here's the thing.
How this logic don't work.
At her funeral, didn't they say that she was married to some man that they never described?
It could be him if they didn't say that what occurs, he should be in this universe. Meaning, when he went back and changed it, he is now on a divergent branch. So he should not be a version of him here. Get what I'm saying? So
why not?
Because that's
Nebula killed Nebula. Nebula killed Nebula.
That's what I'm saying. 2014 Nebula is dead. Now there's the universe in 2014 where she came from. There is no Nebula. Get what I'm saying? I'll put it, this is something I can't really explain over words, but the logic does not work in that instance. They explained, they did a really good job of explaining it. So temporal theory would be that you take somebody off a branch, right? And that branch continues, now the new branch continues where that person no longer exists. So that our Nebula would be able to kill that Nebula because they're two separate branches. Does that make sense at all?
Yeah.
It's just when Captain America went back in time, he should just be gone. Now he's in his own separate branch. She did not grow up in this one. He just erased himself in this one. The same way that when Nebula came to ours, there's going to be a version of Nebula there. She's gone. She came here and got shot.
But if he went back and stayed.
If she would have stayed and was like part of the crew, right? She was like, oh, I'm not going to crew, if she would have went back to her time. Yeah.
No, I mean, like,
where she's at.
Yeah, like I'm saying, like Captain America, like the same way that Nebula killed Nebula. He pulled the same trick, he just didn't kill himself.
They wouldn't show up in our universe. There is a cold to the universe. It's like sliders. You know what I'm saying? They're not the same. Like, once you do a thing that creates sliders, one of my favorite shows, but you did something to make that divergence, just because you changed something in the past, you don't change it in our past. But there was more or less what they were trying to say about Back to the Future being bullshit. They're saying that going back in time and changing something in our past does not affect us. It affects whatever universe that you're doing it in.
But you got to think, if you think of it as a paradox, not as something that, you know, has a linear explanation the way that we would think of it. Steve Rogers going back and just living his life away from Captain America.
Yeah, but that's not how it – what happens by going back and changing that. Now, by going back and changing that –
If he's Captain America and these movies that he's been watching –
Oh, I see what you're saying. I see exactly what you're saying. So if he goes back in time with her and – that was just what had always had happened.
Right. It always was.
Okay. See, you know what? I need to see deleted scenes because they need to allude to that being the case. Because if they allude to the fact, like if they would do like a little montage, and like when Tap came back and be like, oh, so you're married, and then she like winks, and you're like, just, yeah, you could see. And then you see him in the other room kind of like, something that affects to kind of show you that that was how it always played itself out.
And think about this. Why'd they give her Alzheimer's in her old age?
True. I mean, she was old by the time. She was old in, 2015? She was old?
Right. So when he went visiting her young and she thought that was her husband, that's like, you know, they couldn't have her clear of mind.
You might be right. If that's the case, then that's fine. That makes perfect. Even though I still think that him wanting to be with her so aggressively did make sense because it seemed like he'd gotten over it. But if that's how they wrapped it up, then you know what? I'm not, again, still great movie. Just I felt like if that was, they set the rules up so well for that to happen. I also heard someone say something about Adam Warlock.
Warlock.
Was silly. Yeah, he's like,
Adam
Warlock?
Warlock?
He said, why did Adam Warlock show up? Because he's not in the universe. You're not going to. If Adam Warlock showed up in this fucking movie, it would have been fucking trash. It would have been like, why the fuck is Adam Warlock in this movie?
I heard a rumor that if you look close enough, Howard the Duck is in on the fight.
I would not be shocked. We need to address that shit. We need to get into this. That scene, I was feeling terrible. I was feeling absolutely fucking awful. But they physically just beat down. I was dying for stress. I was like, oh, cold sweats. Really bad shit. Like I'm black years old where when I feel sick, I feel like that's it for me. So I'm feeling sick. I'm sitting down and watching this thing. And that scene, I'm thinking, not going to happen. As soon as he goes to the left and a portal start opening up, ooh, it's like a
man.
Fucking endorphin. I never smoked
man.
Crack, but I imagine that's what that shit feels like. When all the fuckers are walking
I turned
out.
To Remy, I turned to Remy. I told her, Remy, I have fucking chills right now.
The music was perfect. The music was fucking perfect. Them all kind of showed ready to fucking scrap. Also, and also his face was like, what? Yeah, like, what? Because, you know, he was. That's another thing I want to kind of get into before we get into the good part. I felt that they did, maybe they purposely did it, but Thanos of our Thanos, I think the thing that made people like Thanos is Thanos had like a real nuanced view of the world. That's what I'm going to do. This Thanos seemed to be a real dick.
Real dick. Yeah.
Like all of the nuance of the first one seems, but that also might be because the Thanos we know was one who was like half stone. By the time you see him, he's already. He has a stone and he has the secret, like, surprise. And, like, his victory for him is never in doubt. You know what I mean? So maybe
right.
that's why
right.
he was able to be so comfortable and calm and relaxed because he more or less was just cruising to a fucking win. This one seemed like a dick. He's pissed. He's like, fuck it, I'm just going to race everybody. Screw that noise. Like, there was none of the nuance to see him make the first one so relatable where you're like, all right, he's right. This one, I'm like, oh, this nigga's nuts. Nigga's out of his fucking mind. The fucking ass. Right, let's get back to that scene. I thought the framing of it, the fact that everyone seemed to get a good value, I got to see everyone kind of do something cool. The fact
right.
that it felt like play, it was like the coolest version of Dynasty Warriors I've ever seen in my fucking life. it was just Dynasty Warriors. That's all that shit was. It was fucking great. Fucking great. Spider-Man swinging around.
Did he get choked up at any part? Did any part catch you with the tears? And
Which
parts got you?
Not in the face. It was more like when he hugged Spider-Man, Spider-Man realized that he was losing another parent. He was losing another fucking parent. He was weeping and crying, and then his wife had to die, my nigga, like, let me say goodbye to my fucking husband. And at the end, too, like, when he started doing the Gone with the Wind style credit. I thought that was pretty dope. Like I sort of the
yeah,
word
that was great. That was nice.
Because it wasn't epic. That what we watched was an epic. That wasn't a movie. It was a grand fucking epic.
Epic.
Like the fighting was dope. The fact that they were able to turn what is like a little like a nice like office park in upstate into a full fucking war zone, and then you believe it. You believe it. Like, they're literally fighting next to the Hudson. Doesn't look like it. It feels like they're in a whole other place fighting. Thanos, whatever they did with him in terms of that dull blade he was using was dope. When Steve threw the fucking millionaire, everyone fucking clapped.
Oh, my God. If that wasn't the best setup and payoff ever.
Everybody clapped in that first
ever.
Loud. Everyone clapped in the second viewing. In the second viewing, the clapping wasn't as much because niggas was clapping like nuts in the first one on the Thursday. Stan Lee cameo, we got some clapping. That millionaire shit was fucking nuts. Fucking nuts. When they traded fucking hammer and fucking axe in the middle, oh, here, take the salt and the small one. That's fucking nuts. Nuts. When what's the name? Said Wakanda, they came out. just people clapping for that. When it was playing Pass the Fucking Glove, it's fucking dope.
Yo, Clint, give me the glove. Clint.
I remember thinking at the end of it, walking out the first time, and then again today, I was like, DC must be sick.
Oh, my God.
Like, they can, you can never do nothing like this. Everyone's going to try to do this now, and everyone's going to try to, manage it. Because this is what Justice League was supposed to be. And Justice League was so not this. Because they tried to do, imagine this would have been, if DC did the Endgame would have happened five, would have been the sixth movie. Like, they wanted to jump right to the fucking, the end.
Right.
As opposed
right.
to earning it. Like, honestly.
Right.
Like, the first villain for DC, Justice League, should have been just the normal one. It should have been Starro or just something small, and then you find out that small thing is connected to Apocalypse. I'm going to rip them right the fuck off. I would have been like, oh, it's the fucking Legion of Doom, but then you find out the Legion of Doom getting the weapons from Apocalypse. Then each movie after that, then you do like a whole run until you get to the fucking Apocalypse story. They blew their fucking load. What was the nigga's name again?
Oh, Early.
You remember? No,
Early.
No. The bad
you
guy from Justice League. Steppenwolf.
Steppenwolf. Yeah.
Talking about
that,
some old
that,
bullshit.
That was terrible.
It was fucking terrible. Oh, what else was going on in this thing that I fucking loved? I loved the whole thing. I loved that they barely gave any real explanation to how he ended. He just said, yeah, I was in a fucking lab for 18 months, and boom, that's how I got it.
Hey, Professor Hulk.
Yeah, yeah. I thought that was
yeah, Professor Hulk. I wanted to see a little. I thought we'd get a little Raging Hulk, not in the past, but
no,
in the present.
No, we only got a Raging Hulk when they told Thor to get his hands off of him.
Oh, yo, that was
that was
yeah.
the real shit. That was the most.
That
was
the most like some real like I will fuck you up, dude. Not even playing right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because he said he gave him that first. He gave that first one free when he was like, yeah, "I'm gonna ask you to get your hands off of me." Oh. Oh,
yep.
Oh, damn. What the fuck does that
mean? I will fuck you up in my right mind.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He said that shit like, yo, dog, yo, you put your man, tell your man he's fucking with the wrong one. The casting was fucking dope. I don't like
who
that
dope?
Sam. The casting. Like, I thought everybody that they got to do whatever. I thought everything was fucking great. I looked at everyone kind of, like, again, I love the team element of it, because I always feel like it's always emergency, so you don't get to see them just relax, and I see them eating Chinese food, see them kind of like shooting the shit and laughing and moving stuff around. Also like seeing Rocket in that space kind of like really shooting the shit with everybody and seeing like he already made a life with people.
Right.
Captain Marvel, when she showed the fuck up and just see, Captain Marvel's going to be a shit character because they really made her OP. She's like, you fucking too.
But Thanos bitch slapped the shit out of her.
Yeah, how do you do that? How do you have him beat her ass but that she could fly through this nigga's whole ship?
Yeah.
Like, she just did her ship and she had God
moves
going on.
Gauntlet
flew
shit.
And then when and Thanos just gave her a 1-2 and she was fucking down. She had that one movie where he, like, headbutt
him.
He was like,
you always getting on me about misogyny and shit, but one of my favorite parts that I loved.
Oh, with ladies?
Oh, my God, that was fire.
Yeah.
I was like, come through, ladies.
Like, it makes no sense. I was like, I get it. I get it. But it still looks great. It looks fucking great. It just was a really cool fucking scene, and it shows you how many like real cool women characters this universe has. Like,
yeah.
You don't really know, but like, damn, that's a lot of characters. And also it's weird that Pepper Potts is out there fucking flying this thing around like she's been at this game for a long fucking time.
They didn't do a very good job establishing.
They just like, cause he gave her the shit. Like, he was giving it to her a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
Like a day he's out here fucking whipping, doing wild Iron Man
first
trick.
Time he tried to fly the shit, he busted his shit.
Yeah. I mean,
Iron
I think
Man
he, just, he busted his shit. I mean, she had a suit on in 3, I think, but it wasn't anything major. It wasn't crazy. You know what I mean? Like, it was not.
Yeah.
This bitch is out here doing wild tricks. Like, oh, my God, we got this. I'm like, what are you talking about? What's going on here? I said, all right, fair enough, fair enough. I was hoping that the girl from Captain Marvel would show up again, the little black girl.
Yeah.
But she should be a full-ass woman, the same way that
they're
Scott Lang's daughter is a full-ass woman.
They got to be supposed saving.
Saving, I don't know how Captain Marvel, I don't know how you do another movie, but they made her so fucking powerful. And she's such a weirdo, what I'm noticing with this, like, in terms of just how she's handling the this particular thing, like the real life lady, Brie Alton.
Oh, yeah.
She seems to be a really weird. Like, she seems to be doing everything she can to kind of be off putting. And even the movie, she seems to be off putting. Like, she doesn't seem to be really. And she's like, I'm from outer space, but Rocket's from outer space. You know what I'm saying? And Rocket's from outer space, and Quill from, and a lot of people from outer space that aren't that severe and weird, and I'm not coming back for a long time. It's like, it's such a strange thing to have a character in a movie that you have to constantly get out of there because it would break your movie.
Right.
Yeah, but all right, but yes, I loved it. What is your opinion of the people who say that they don't like it?
You know, comic book fans are weird. Like, sometimes it's like they look for things to hate, and it scratches some itch for them to be able to poo-poo on it.
There's a lot of shit I don't like, and people like, why don't you like Venom? It was stupid. It was dumb. And he's like, oh, I was a loser of my planet. It's like, come on, man. Like, I don't mind you not sticking with the subject. You know what I mean? If you want to be like, I want to stray off a little bit, do my own thing, that's fine. But you shouldn't stray so far that it's not even the same thing anymore. And I feel like this, in essence, was the same thing. They even, you know what else they did? They did really well. They were able to tell you, hey, using this shit hurt you. You had no real thought process that putting on the glove and using it caused you any pain outside of just like the main shit. Like, just using it seemed to be fine, right? So remember when you used it to fight Scarlet Witch and it was fine. But this movie kind of like, no, just using it fucks you up. So when he uses it, and he fucking, then Hulk's arm gets fucked up and this dude gets fucked up. But they did a really good job of setting that stake up, setting those stakes up, even though in the comic those stakes don't exist.
It was a little inconsistent, though.
Yeah, it was.
It was a little inconsistent because the Hulk put on the gloves and it fucked him up even before he did anything. Like,
yeah,
it was just taking a toll on him. So by that metric,
Iron Man just died.
He should have vaporized, just dead. Like, I mean, I get it, dramatic effect. I accept it.
Not to get a quip off. It should just went down. It should just been wasted. It should have just been wasted. But so, I don't get it. But I want to give us some time. We're about to get into the Game of Thrones side of this. I mean, if anyone calls in, I'm going to give you the number just in case you want to talk. Endgame is fine, 347-857-4302. That's perfectly fine if you don't, but you can talk Endgame if you call back if you have a decision. If you say why you think that we're wrong and it's bad, I'd love to hear it. Also, I have an open line to anyone who thinks the Earth is flat or doesn't think vaccinations are a good idea. Still waiting for one of you jackasses. I will stop talking about this shit right now to find out what's going on with you.
God.
Anywho, the movie, the show. I saw it twice. I saw one with my TV set on a normal shit, and I could not see anything. Then I overclocked my brightness. I overclocked it. Like, I went into TV, and, like, I, like, heated the thing up, and so I was bright. I saw everything. But putting it bright, you see everything, but it ruins the immersion because the screen was actively blacking out. Like, it was a choice they were making to soprano the screen in certain instances. So when you can see everything, it doesn't feel natural darkness. It's not like it's naturally going dark. It's just like you're seeing something and then just, it's almost like your screen's broken, if that makes sense. So like when you have the normal light, it seems like it's just getting darker. But like when it's bright and you can see everything, the screen just goes black. Like it doesn't fade into black, it's just black. So that was a choice that they actively made. It was a dumb choice, but it was a choice they made. So what was your opinion on it? What's your opinion on that episode from beginning to end?
Let's see. There's things to critique and there's things to really like.
Let's go to it.
So let's start from the beginning. The darkness, blackness, whole, it threw me off. not just because it was dark and black. It was getting pixelated on the TV, and I was like, is this right? But
yeah.
I understood that they were trying to give you Fog of War and Darkness and the Night King. Okay, there's that. Way to just wipe out a whole race that you've been building up since the first episode of the show.
That was real, because I saw the actor and they explained why he did that, because they said that they're like we knew them to be like real strong. In essence, you know that guy in wrestling that you could pat his back?
Yeah.
Yeah, he said they were daubers. The idea is that we built them up as these super strong fighters and it sent them out. So when we see them fucking get wiped like that, we're supposed to go, oh, shit. Serious.
Yeah.
But we knew that going in, so we didn't need that. I knew they were fucking about that life anyway. So you didn't need to kill all the ox. All the horse rider ox are gone. There's no more ox, fam. There's no more bacon and cheese and mozzarella. It's done.
No more chopped cheese. It's a wrap.
No more chopped cheese. No more bodega cats. That's over with, fam.
I kind of figured that was like the thinking behind it. Like, this is supposed to just let you know. Like, these are the badasses, second most badasses of Westeros. And they
That's what he said. That's literally what he said. He said that they wanted to show you that, like, they're going to give you some hope in the beginning by, like, giving them fire swords and, like, our best fighters got great weapons. This is going to be, at the very least, a tough fight. So for them to go out and then clip like they did was supposed to give us the feeling of, like, oh, this is impossible. And I'll say it worked because midway through, I text Chantel, this is fucking unsurvivable. This is before I looked at brightness.
Yeah.
Again, put the brightness on takes a lot of it. Because when it's not bright, it looks like everyone's playing Red Rover. So if you have everything bright, it looks like everyone's playing a real weird game of Red Rover, Red Over, Crumb Right Over. Because no one's, like, most of the characters aren't fighting so much as they're jostling with each other. But when it's dark, you don't know that. This looks like niggas are getting stabbed every which way. Or there's niggas screaming and bodies. At one point, there was niggas falling out the sky. I didn't know why there was niggas falling out the sky. Remember that at one point? It was just niggas fall out of the sky. I know why now, because I put the brightness on. But before the brightness on, it just looked like niggas was like literally falling out of the sky. And I was like, what?
I
know why
now,
because
I got the brightness on. Okay.
I was like, what the fuck is going on? It was raining niggas, damn. I was like, this is too much. This is too much. I texted, I was like, this is unsurvivable. I was like, I don't know how they pulled this out. There's like too many niggas. I said that as much. There's too many niggas. And I thought that was pretty good. To you, I think you're right. I think that was real bullshit. What else could I say? Oh, I love the Arya bit all, like in terms of like how well she did. And it was like she busted her head open. The deaths didn't really bother me, even though someone needs to address that Sam got his boy killed.
Sam got who killed?
Sam got Ed killed. Ed told Sam, stay your fat
That's right.
in the crib.
That's right.
And
That's
he goes,
right.
That's right. And then he was on his back no more than five fucking times, crying. Not getting killed. See, if that didn't
was
an option. You could just lay down on a battlefield.
No, he wasn't just bitching out.
Oh, yeah.
He was doing his thing.
He just laid down at the end and started weeping, and they left that nigga alone. And I didn't know the White Walkers leave you alone when you're on the ground. A lot of these niggas down on you. Leave them alone. Crying loudly. Leave them alone. It's fine. Theon's death though was pretty cool. They gave him a great death. Like they let him. I knew the moment that when he says you know blah blah blah, when Bran hit him with the what you did brought you here to be home. I was like, oh, he's dead.
He's
dead. Yep, he's gone. I'm trying to think who else. Beric.
I'm trying to think.
There was something else.
The Red Queen, the Red Witch chick, knew she had to show up.
Yeah, because she existed, like the White Walker people existed in the White Walker thread, you know, like in the story about White Walkers who were like literally integral to White Walkers, like her and him, the people who like had the mystical powers. They're all fucking gone.
And she went out strong because she did her thing.
Yeah, she literally
set the thing on fire. I thought she was getting shaky for a second. She was getting shook.
Oh, you know when, I don't know if you've been in a situation. You know when niggas are trying to hit you, and you like go into a neighborhood you probably have business in. you say, even if you're like kind of like sometimes with God, you like, it don't hurt to ask, and you start hitting him with that little
bruise.
Let me get out of this. Well, you know you're going home to a beating, and you get home, you get your bag, you're walking real slow, and you slip one of those,
not get beat tonight. Dude, I'll be a good kid, I'll be good.
That's how she was praying. She was saying, come on. Come on, nigga, pick up. That's if you out of hyperlinear, that's what it stands for. Come on, nigga, pick up. You fucking with me, fam. You ever got arrested before?
Ever got what before?
Arrested.
Nah.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I'm the government. But they give you the phone number, car shit. So, yeah, so they give you that phone. You call the person you're supposed to call to kind of like come get you the fuck out. And every ring feels like eternity. It's like, ring. Like,
oh, my God. Listen, there before the grace of God. No jinxing, man. I made it this far in life.
And then you see the dude looking at you like, all right, fam. And they pick it up like, you must be in the bathroom. And my grandma pick up. That's when the fire comes on, where my grandma picks up what's going on. Like, who's trying to buy a license? These are crazy. But yeah, she did that. She did the fire sword. She did another fire thing. She hit Aria with the, right? Told you. Blue eyes.
She put the ultimate battery in her back.
What? Right. You got it. Bet. It stormed the fuck out. Now, the guy at the end, when he was like, oh, we thought that people would forget that, Aria had already left. Like, I'd forget. I knew Aria was coming. A lot of people upset with that. Because they're saying that the White Walkers, like his heavy metal band that was behind them, would have stopped her. I'm saying, fast, my nigga. And she's like the ghost. Also, the heavy metal niggas is looking at him. But they just when he walked into the club, like, and it was
in. Squad.
They wasn't paying attention. They wasn't looking for
him. Yeah, they were squatted up. But
yeah.
So is that what Bran was checking out all that time, making sure that Arya was where she was supposed to be? Is that what he was flying around looking at?
He was in the birds, making sure everybody, like, he was peeping the scene. It didn't seem like he was looking at anything specifically. He was just peeping the scene. Like, he was in the birds, looking at the dragon, having it. Even I can't tell what the fuck they were doing. It really looked like, it really was awesome and wacky at the same time. You can't really make, it looked like a lot was going on. But I couldn't tell you from tit from ass what happened. Is one of those dragons dead? I don't know. Couldn't tell you. I know her dragon is alive. Is John's dragon alive? Look at someone chunk out of somebody's ass. I know that much.
Somebody got fucked up.
I saw someone put their whole hand. I saw them take a whole spoonful of fucking chef meat. And I was like, whoever that nigga is fucked up.
Yep.
Fucked up. I don't know if it's John Dragon or the zombie dragon. John Dragon got fucked up. I saw him put both hands on his chest and scoop out a lot of meat. And that's a dog holding on in a fucking snowstorm. Mind you, this nigga barely could control it last week. Now this nigga's having fucking Legend of Dragon fucking battles in the fucking sky.
Which was fire.
I mean,
yo,
it was
them,
fly.
Them
like,
cool. Them cool little quiet above the cloud scenes.
I mean, that was dope.
Crazy.
That was dope.
Crazy. So, one of the complaints I'm hearing, complaints I've came across is, and I don't agree with it, but has Game of Thrones lost its balls because no significant characters died in that battle? And Game of Thrones is where you could go to depend on somebody significant is going to be gone. But everybody that matters.
Nah, I think it's next week. I think next week is it. Yeah, because, I mean, this week more or less was just like, it was more about, like, I honestly will say, and now this is my hot take, this whole Winter's Coming shit really, I mean, it was a dope battle and it was dope whatever, but if you look at it in hindsight, I don't know, it didn't feel as climactic as it was being led up to be.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? It's like they're coming and coming and coming. It came and died. And that's it.
Right.
Yeah, just like they,
I can see that.
It's almost like it's like, all right, the war is coming. We've got to get ready for this war. And then the war comes and it's all right. Like,
we're done
the
now.
War took place. war took place in one fucking episode. Like, it was one episode that showed up. That was a lot and hard, and people was going to fucking die. But I think if they had another season, I would like to see them get routed and then have to take a last stand somewhere and then have this thing happen. Like, this should have been them getting routed, and this is their final stand. This is their first and last stand. Niggas built it first time out. Niggas was fine.
They should have prolonged it.
Yeah, I mean, you couldn't. You had to, like, wrap this up. Because there's no story elements to be served from continuing this going on, other than the fact that niggas are dying. Like, the Night King's not a character, he's a force of nature. So he doesn't speak, he has no point of reference. It's just to have us go, Winter's come, Winter came, and Winter was done in, like, one episode, through a hand juke with fucking Arya, who had nothing to do with the, that's other than two, she had nothing to do with the Night King at all. For her to be the one to end it, it's like, I'm trying to think of the perfect example. But it's like watching Mortal Kombat and fucking, what's that nigga's name? Kano fucking beat Shang Tsung. It's like, what? Where did this come from? You know what I mean? It's like, who are you? You had nothing to do with any story up to this point.
And wait, Johnny Cage beat Shang Tsung.
At least Johnny Cage would be like Sam. Like somebody who was like aware of what was going on. It's like a nigga not even in the building coming and juking you out. She had nothing to do. Like, she had no concept of what a dead. She had never seen a dead nigga. She didn't even heard about it until 2 weeks ago. She didn't have a concept about any of this until 2 weeks ago. Like, literally had to be like, hey, what, do you hear about this shit? She's like, yeah. All right, back. Then she's ready to go. It's so insane to me that she, I mean, I thought it was dope. That was a real cool scene. But she had nothing to do with any of it. For 7 or 8 years, she had nothing to do with any of it.
Except for the prophecy. Except for the prophecy.
Yeah, but it was a prophecy that we only really was. He said that to her in whatever season. They said nothing more about it. Didn't think anything about it. And I was shocked. I forgot all about it until she brought it up. She's like, oh, yeah, by the way, you know, you got another nigga to whip. I was like, oh, yeah, you got it. She went and did it. Like, it wasn't such a prophecy where you were thinking, like, okay. Like, remember, like, so most of this prophecy, the Cersei prophecy, when they were saying that, like, well, you know, your three kids are going to drop dead. You know,
oh,
that's
yeah,
a real
yeah.
one. That was serious. You know, this one right here had nothing to do about anything. And it's just like, oh, by the way, that she just showed up and juked them. Not bad. It's just weird that they would have her. Like, I really think Jon Snow would have did it. It would have felt more fulfilling. But they had Jon Snow doing Jon Snow thing, which is doing all the heavy lifting and then looking like a herb.
He had to get past the dragon.
But this nigga was out there playing fucking Metal Gear Solid with a fucking dragon. Duck in, looking behind cover.
Yo, that was very video game-ish. That was very video game-ish.
My man was out here playing Skyrim. He's out here playing Skyrim. She's in here fucking juking fucking the Night King. It should have been him.
Tyrion and Sansa.
They're getting together.
I felt it.
Dope. Yeah, they're getting together. Even though it's like, it feels like it's being, it's forced in a way, because it's like she wasn't thinking about this until now.
Yeah.
But she wasn't thinking about
it.
She don't need to.
You face death together, it does things. It does some things to you.
She ended it because she had to rep her family. That's what Chantel's saying. She ended it because she was in rep her family. Yeah, that's fine. But fam, I'm trying to think of another issue where there was like a something that needed to be beaten. Did you think of one that I can't think of off the top of my head? No, that'd be just like fuck. There's something I'm trying to think of in some head. I'm fucking drawing a blank. Where there's like a great evil that needs to be beaten, and someone's a chosen one to beat the great evil.
In Lord of the Rings? Like Sauron?
Yes, exactly. It'd be like if the tavern owner for the fucking party went into that first movie, showed up at the end and said, oh, here's the buddy, I got it. It just chucked the fucking ring into the thing. It's like, obviously, it's not as this thing as that, but yeah, she had other shit going on, is what I'm saying. Like, if she killed Cersei, it would have more weight than her going, like, I'm in this story. I had nothing to do with it. But she literally found out about zombies a week ago. She goes, yeah, have you seen these niggas? Like, yeah, see those. Like, yeah, how they? I bet. Can't wait. She's going on. But yeah, she says it's a family story. Richard is. Do you have any other, like, what's your other points? What other negative things you have to say about it? Do you have any negatives?
Negative things. Okay, so blew out all the Dothraki's birthday candles. Nobody of any weight really got murked. What can I say that's negative about it, really?
Or positive? You could do positives.
This isn't a negative. It was an interesting moment when Daenerys thought she was getting her burn off, find out a motherfucker's Targaryen and shit.
I mean, let's assume it's Targaryen. But you also could also assume that they just are immune to fucking dragon.
Dragon fire?
Yeah, because remember when he asked, he's like, "Have you tried Dragonfire?" He was like, "Ain't nobody tried it before, so who knows?" I don't know.
Burning his minions all the fuck up.
If he's a Targaryen, then he's a Targaryen. But the guy that got turned into a fucking the Night King is one of his first men.
Right.
Like, it was such a long time ago. It'd be, you know, so even if he was, he wouldn't be anybody we know, because this is back when they were like killing the fairy people. So they took one of the dudes that was killing him and fucking put dragon glass in his heart and turned him into the Night King to fight against humans. It's just that, you know, he just couldn't. Like, they're like Reapers. If you could get
right.
Mass Effect parlance, they're like Reapers. So he created it a long-ass time ago. That's a perfect example of a thing. Shepard was supposed to kill these Reapers. That would be equivalent to the lady he keeps punching in the face, the reporter lady. Is the one who stops the Reapers at the end.
Oh! I know I'm supposed to be giving negatives, but I keep coming up with highlights.
Give positives. Let me get the number.
Shorty Mormont, juking the giant in the eye. That was great. Shorty Mormont went out like a G.
She was only supposed to do, only supposed to have that one scene where she was at the table, and the fact that she was able to kind of like get an opportunity to be in there, and then like, know, and juke a dude and fucking like get it, and then also get turned into a white walk at the end, which I thought was pretty cool. And you see that she was gonna get up. I thought that she would have to like fight somebody. I really wanted to see that, to see her like juke somebody else as a white walker, but I get it.
I watched an interesting theory today, going back to the Dothraki being swallowed up.
Yeah, that's
is
tough.
Here's the thing. Is there
why
somebody was questioning questioning whether they're actually dead?
No, we saw
and
them. Because I put the business on, fam. I saw them, dog. The majority of the people John was fighting when Night King raised people, majority of the people that he was like hacking through were Dothraki. They were all
okay.
Blocked.
That was the question. That was the question.
From a
did they rise back up?
Did it. You know why they did that, right?
Why they did what?
Right, from a writing point of view, they had to get rid of them, and this was the easiest way to do it. Do you know why they had to get rid of them?
Oh, well, number one, like we were saying before, to demonstrate that the Night King's army was some bad motherfuckers, and also to weaken their forces for the coming battle with Cersei.
That too, but no. After whatever happens here, these people can't live in Westeros. They don't fit in Westeros. They were a stand-in and show, like, hey, I'm here, I have to form an army. But, like, regardless when Daenerys wins, and assuming Cersei's going to win, these people have no place in this world. They're fucking horse riders or fucking Arabs. What are they going to do here? They don't have any space here. They're not going to go back home. So rather than even have to deal with that down the road, get rid of them. So now you have, you know what I mean? Because they don't have any place here outside of as faithless army. So remember back in before, they had like rules and regulations and this happened and they were nomads and they lived off the earth. They have no place in Westeros society. So you're either going to deal with that on a level or you get rid of them. They're like rapers and pillagers. So
Interesting.
Write them out of there. Same thing with like the Iron Islands, but I guess it's coming back next week. But I think the Iron Islands are go as whoever's in charge of them goes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't wait. I think in terms of positive things, I thought it paced very well. I like that even though it was like a lot of action, we got a lot of character beats, and such as like the Hound and his PTSD from getting his face pushed in the fire, and him trying to get over to go save Arya. He fucks with Arya a long way. Jaime and Brienne, I thought that's dope. I think that's the Everyone's talking about Tormund and Brienne. Now, that's misogyny. Brienne ain't never shown not this nigga not one bit of mind, fam.
She, yo, Jamie get her coochie wet.
Yeah.
Jamie get her coochie
wet. Yeah, Jamie does it for her.
She wants that Lannister D.
She wants that shit, B. It's straight up. And she fucks with Jamie. Jamie fucks with her. Everyone's like, oh, her and Tormund. Tormund, you don't want no Tormund, fam. Stop trying to make that happen. Tormund, wow, fam. Tormund looks like he's gonna, like a day away from being Me Too. Like, nah, dog. It's not gonna happen.
Not for nothing. If you really want to piss Cersei off, hey, that'll do it.
Oh, that'd be great. No, it has to be Jamie, Tyrion, or what's his name? Jamie, Tyrion, or Sansa. Those are people. It has to be someone she's wronged. It has to be. It cannot be. Also, I think Bronn's killing one of them. I didn't think so until this week. I think Bronn's 100% going to kill either Jamie or Tyrion. He's killing one of them. But I can't see him going, nah, these are my buddies. I don't see that. Probably Tyrion,
wow.
I would imagine. What do you think? Yeah, I think Bronn's going to do it. Because I would have thought he just showed up to help out, you know, be like, oh, you know, so-and-so wanted me to kill you guys, but, you know, you guys have been, like, fair to me, blah, 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 so I'm fucking with you. The fact that he wasn't involved in this at all, he's going to show up in this one, I can't see him, like, this was my opinion. So before, I thought he wasn't going to kill any of them, but I think he's going to kill one of them. What we do know is that he can't be in any scenes with Cersei. I know that for a fact. I've read that. Him and Cersei used to date, and they had a nigga breakup, pretty much, where niggas started throwing hands and throwing shit. So it's in the contract.
For real.
Yeah, they had a Facebook group relationship, and shit went left. And screaming and yelling, and niggas had to break them up. And apparently, in the contract, that's why you never see them together. Like, they can't be in the same. Because you know what, dude said, hey, here's a crossbow. Normally, Cersei would have told you that. Cersei always loves coming and being, I need you to do this thing for me, and I got the bat. They can't be in the same space together because they don't fuck with each other at all.
Crazy.
Yeah, I know he's going to kill one of them. What do you think?
I don't know. I don't want to think that, but, you know, it's Game of Thrones. They throw shit at you you don't want to think. So I don't know how to – I can't call that one.
Something I can't see happen. Something I'm seeing next week. How many more episodes we got? We have three or two.
What happened?
How many episodes do we have? Three or two.
Three, and counting.
Next week is setting the stage. It's going to be the stage we get set for the next one. The one after that is going to be the battle. And the last one is going to be the setting. It's going to be the, like, hey, this is put out all the pieces, show you where they ended up. It's going to be one big long, like, the last one can't have any drama. It can't have any drama. It has to be all resolution, that last one.
Right. And they're all going to be, like extended. They're all going to be longer than usual episodes.
Yeah, this one was an hour and a half. So, yeah, the next one's going to be setting up. It's going to be setting up just pretty much the final, like, push, and that last, the second to last one is going to be the actual war, and that last one after might be partly the war. Cause the same way to Endgame, go back to Endgame. Endgame did a real good job of ending with enough time to let us settle into the new reality.
Right.
Like, they gave us plenty of time to say goodbye to people and have moments, and, you know, when you see everyone kind of get back together, even our Hulk in the new Spider-Man movie, they address how fucking insane it is to have half the population just show back up again.
Right.
In the middle of everyone's life.
Apparently his friends all got snapped too, because they're there.
Yeah, but I mean, like, they would have been like, oh yeah, because they would have gotten older, right?
Yeah.
That's. I mean, I get why you did it, but it would have been really cool if, like, one of them would have been like, oh, I'm out, fam. I'm in college now. What's up? Like, maybe the guy in the bully didn't get snapped, and he kind of moved on, because I didn't like Guyanese/Thompson.
I'm done.
You think I have a problem to you? You think I ain't issue? You think I got a problem, Peter Parker? You think I issue to you? Cut my teeth. I think you, Johnny. Huh? Yep, he was. I looked it up. That nigga's Guyanese. He's Flash Thompson.
I never know if you're dead ass or not, man. I never know if you're dead ass or not.
You didn't see it? You didn't see it? In the first one, he goes, just, but he just didn't sound like that. But you know that's what he wanted to say. Like, you don't better not come down my way. You better not show your face, jump.
By no.
There, Richmond Hill. What?
Listen, buddy. Listen, buddy. Listen, buddy. You want none of your Spider-Man
I
shape.
Would love that to see him turn to Agent Venom. You don't know we? You know we talking we? No idea. Talking about what? Iron Patriot? Buddy, why are you talking? Iron Patriot. Iron Patriot. Just nothing.
I ain't fucking with you, man.
Agent Venom. I'd watch that. I'd pay double to see the Agent Venom movie with a guy and his dude in it.
I don't want to see Venom. We this and we not. Cause we this. We my ass.
Can't stand your ass, nigga.
I'd watch that movie. This as bad guys an ice agent. It's a superpowered ice agent.
You know how many people are supposed to be in this house? How? Why? Are you telling me my basement illegal? I know my home.
Oh,
they say you have no fire escape. There's no easy access to the bathroom. Fuck out of here.
I'd watch that.
Yo,
I'd watch that. Right now.
Where the fuck
is
Branch? Where the fuck is Branch?
She's working tonight. She's
okay.
Participating in the chat. All right,
let's
wrap it up. We can get into the new Spider-Man movie. That's the end of this phase.
Right.
This is it. Because they don't think they really have any plans for the next one.
It's interesting that the way the Endgame kind of like frames the next Spider-Man movie, because I'm sure they have to touch on all of this reacclimating to these 5 years disappeared people in the Spider-Man movie. That's now a whole thing now.
Like, what do you mean?
Like, just like, you know, like you said, like he shows up in high school, he's looking around, doesn't know a lot of these people and whatever. It's like,
oh, that
has
too.
To
what,
think
about
what
that.
The world
people
is
in this
now.
School. Yeah. Because it's nuts. Because the world's changed. It's moved. There's a cultural. I mean, I doubt they're getting into this. I would be interested if they did this. But there's going to be a culture of loss. So imagine if 9/11 happened, right? 9/11 happens.
Right.
We go 5 years into it. You and I both know the world before 9/11, the world after 9/11. There's a lot of things that have changed in terms of, you know, airport, just the way that we see the world. Because I have this thing I do where I watch the beginning. Because I have this YouTube channel where they show you all the shows, at least the opening of shows of certain years. You see all the shows of 87, all the shows of 97. It's really just interesting to see what niggas thought was interesting. Like, there's a show where the guy, Ernest Borgnine is a cop, and John Amos is his partner. But then there's like an android cop that Ernest Borgnine has to keep from John Amos. That's like his partner. And the rest of it. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like shit that they thought cooked. So if you look in 2001, right, which is a great one, this is before 9/11, all of the shows had this hope to it and this silliness to it. And then by 2003, about all of that hope and cuteness went away, all either abstract or dark.
Mm.
So that's just in TV. So imagine in a 5 year period, you show up. Everything was pretty cool, and you come back. The fact that people referring to Thanos, remember they were at the what's that shit? The health thing when he was sitting around.
The group therapy.
I remember they just referred to Thanos, and everyone knew who the fuck he was talking about. Like Thanos is just people know the working that the aliens that the shit they believe it. It's not bullshit anymore. Like this is the world that they live in. People from 5 years ago don't know anything other than the fact that. Oh, the Avengers, maybe. I don't think they're getting into that, but I thought it'd be really interesting if they could to address even a little bit how uncomfortable it must feel to be in a world where you weren't around for 5 years. I think they more will deal with his sadness on Tony Stark dying. I think that's what they're going to probably shoot for.
Well,
What's the name of the Spider-Man movie?
Far From Home.
Yeah, I think the idea of it's going to be like because he was dead and he was gone. He's come back and Mysterio's going to be there. Mysterio's going to be there, which I like Mysterio. I'd rather have two villains because I think Mysterio doesn't really hold up unless they plan on not sticking with the source material.
Right. Well, they got him looking kind of like an ally for a minute. I mean, everybody knows he's a bad guy, but they got him looking like
they got him looking like he's his buddy. Like a hero. But Mysterio's a lie. Plus, Mysterio is.
Yeah.
We'll see. And then after that, I don't think there is anything planned for Phase 5, right?
We know there's they really threw people off because they let people know there was a Black Widow movie coming, and then oops.
The Black Widow movie is going to be about Budapest. You know that, right?
It's going to be a prequel, right? Of course.
It's going to be about Budapest. They've been talking about Budapest for the last 10 years.
Okay.
About Budapest, right. And this is far from Budapest. All right, guys. All right. Cool. And then she also referenced, "I didn't have anything before I met you," so we get to see her when she didn't have anything. I don't know how to do a Black Widow movie. Or, I mean, see, the other thing that I heard someone talk about, and you can tell me if you agree with this, is getting into the alternate realities now that has spun up from all these different things that we brought up. I think that's a bad idea. What do you think?
I don't know if they're necessarily going to do it in the movies, but I heard that on the Disney Plus channel, there's going to be a What If series, just like the What If comics.
Yeah, that's fine. Because are you familiar with, have you been watching the DC, the DC network, the DC,
I watched Titans. I didn't get into Doom Patrol, even though I hear that it's really good.
That's the one I watched, was Doom Patrol.
Okay.
It's good. I mean, because I watched the episode where Doom Patrol shows up in Titans, and it's not the same because this and the one have, cause he's like a really weird Indian dude in Titans, and it kind of almost bad guys. In this one, I would say it felt like getting over shit. Like there's no real superhero stuff. It's just them really just trying to like get on with their lives. Like no one's confident in this one. Everybody's incompetent. Everyone's trying to, like, manage. I think it's dope, but I'm like, if they could do something like that where they have, like, different shows and kind of address it, I think that'd be pretty rad. And not do what they did with fucking the Netflix stuff, which was just dragging on for episode after episode.
Oh, that. Well, you know they weren't really keen on all that stuff. I think I think the new TV shows are going to be more under their umbrella directly than the Netflix stuff ever was.
Yeah, because the idea of Netflix stuff made sense, but then it was like, once they lost the ability to kind of like go back and like address the stuff that happened in the real world, like you kind of tell, like the shit with Luke Cage talking about like, as long as you're not a Harlem, I'm fine. Like, this nigga left Harlem, you know. Like, Harlem's not that big. Like, he's the only nigga in Harlem. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's the only Black person in Harlem, pretty much. And he's making it seem like it's the end-all, be-all. Like, the nigga never took a bus. Punisher was the best one, and that was only because every episode he wasn't trying to, like, stop being Punisher.
Right. And not for nothing. I was going to say that, you know what, I'm putting all my trust and my faith in Marvel because Marvel doesn't, you know, like, even their fuck-ups are decent. But I forgot there was something called the Inhumans. Forgot all about that. They did a really good job of making everyone forget about that.
They tried it with Inhumans, and it even got, like, a world-class bad guy in Ramsey Bolton to be, like, the bad guy of it. But that made no sense. Like, S.H.I.E.L.D., in essence, S.H.I.E.L.D.'s been on a long time, and they really addressed a lot of shit. And I don't know anyone who's watched it. I watched the first two seasons, then I realized.
Oh, Remy did. Remy watched it.
Your wife's a saint, fam. I was like, I can't with this. I can't with this.
But
Joel.
She did it because she set it up as a mission for herself. Like she had to. It was like an endurance test. I'm gonna do this thing. Like,
oh Jesus Christ! I did that with when I marathoned the movies for. For what's that word? For the movie, for Endgame. And I'm not going to lie, I started feeling the weight of it, feeling like, oh, God, what's going on? I started feeling like my body, like, I started feeling like I was getting sick. That's probably why I'm sick now, because I just sat in my house watching all of these movies. Glad I did, because watching Ant-Man and the Wasp really set this up to me. It really was important. I thought it was going to be it. We're going to get into like the last bit here. Let's try to condense the thought. All right. Going forward for the MCU, right? Now the inclusion of the X-Men, the inclusion of the Fantastic Four, mutants, and all those worlds. Do you think that they're going to lean heavy with those in this kind of? Because I heard that they may not make another Avengers movie.
That's a very distinct possibility from the way that they wrapped it up. It felt very final.
It felt very final. But if that was their plan, the amount of money they just made means that even if they meant for it to be final, that shit ain't final. It's impossible for them. They just made a ridiculous amount of money.
I think Feige's gonna try and do it again. I think he's gonna try and start from go.
Yeah, that is the last Avengers movie. I mean, I wouldn't mind like Fantastic Four.
They got
X-Men.
So much to work with now.
Yeah, and the world
so much to work with.
Problem here is I don't trust all of them. I trust the Russo brothers.
Right. I trust the Favreau.
Yeah. We don't forget that Favreau did Iron Man 2, fam. But it's hard to look at those phase ones. You know what? I try not to think about phase ones. I feel like phase one was there just getting their feet under them and trying to figure this thing out. And they did Avengers, which I think worked. You know, Avengers, the first one, I think it worked. And I think Avengers 2 didn't work because it worked, but it didn't work as well because they tried to do it again. And I think the Russos, what bums me out, you know, so funny? What bums me out about the Russos doing this means that we're never going to get, like, another Winter Soldier-type story again. So I thought that was one of the best ones. And it wasn't that aggressive, really. It was just a brand identity movie. I want more of that. I want more.
Yeah.
I don't need the world to be at stake. It could easily be, you know, like a knock list is about to get put in the wrong hands or a bomb's going to go off. That's all I need. I think that Winter Soldier moved like a frenetic clip and some stakes, and it moved well. And I don't think they're going to – I can't see – it doesn't seem like they're, like, making those type of movies anymore. Everything has to have such big stakes.
So,
where do you think they go from there? From an art filmmaker yourself, how do you raise the stakes to the point where – all of half of humanity, if I have a reality, is a crisis, and then, like, ramp it down to something more manageable?
Oh, how do you ramp it down, or how do
you
come
you have
back
to
again to match it?
You can't.
Because the Russo brothers, I'm looking at, I just pulled it up, and one of the things that they said, like, they're moving on from Marvel. I forgot, they got to deal with somebody to tackle something really big. I forgot what it was, and it's not saying here. But they said that if they deal with Marvel again, they'd love to try and tackle Secret Wars.
Oh, Jesus Christ, can you imagine?
If you want to go up from here, like, you know, where do you go up from here? That's how you do it.
We're going to be 60-year-old men. We're going to be 60, 58-year-old men waiting on a line to see fucking comic book movies. Can you fucking imagine? Like, you're going to be a full-ass old man, like, getting your tickets half price to go see fucking Secret Wars, and I gladly would do it.
What a time to be alive, man.
You think they can hold it? You think that they can keep it going? Do you think that after this, because this felt like the end, and you want to hear something crazy? I almost kind of wish that this was it.
That they just walked away, right?
Yeah, because I remember today, after watching it a second time, I was like, I fucking nailed it. Like, it's nailed. Like, it's a whole thing nailed. But we all know that it doesn't necessarily have to be this way. DC fucks up so much, you know what I'm saying, chasing. And now Marvel's going to be in the first time in their history, they're going to be chasing shit they already did.
Right.
Because they've all just been kind of just telling one story for a long time. That's the skeleton of their story is now gone. Now they have to build from scratch.
Fact that there is a phase four.
Yeah.
You know, the foresight needed to bring us through Infinity War to Endgame after the buildup of everything else. If all of that was orchestrated to bring us to this climax and there's a phase four, I gotta think there's a plan. Like they're doing something. They got something up
there. But
yeah, they
did have a plan. The problem is that if they did a, you know, like when you had toys out, right? Yeah, let's say you had Serpentor, you have Dr. Mindbender, you had Stun, and you had like a Saw Viper, right? Then the other side, mm-hmm. you had Mainframe, Dial Tone, these are shitty ones. That's what Marvel had when they started. So, if you don't know G.I. Joe's guys, I name a real shitty one. Mainframe, Dial Tone, the fucking MP, the one with the dog, the one that chuckles, right? And then you make do with Chuckles, but then someone goes like, nah, motherfucker, I got you all the good ones, and they dump Sergeant Slaughter and Sergeant Slaughter Furies on you. Now you have all these possibilities. It's easy to kind of like streamline it when you have Iron Man, the Guardians of the Galaxy, and Thor. You can kind of put together a framework that makes sense and add things as you go. But when you have everything up front, it's real hard to find out what your base is, because this worked, this whole thing worked because Iron Man grounded everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Iron Man grounded everything. You don't have an Iron Man to ground. There's not one property they own that can ground everything through it. Because Thor is great, but Thor is its own thing. And
right.
It's very funny. They moved in a funny direction, so it can't be ground through that. So who do you use? Like, which property would you use? Because it can't be Spider-Man either, because it just can't be. So which would be the property that would be the grounding force?
Which would be the property be the grounding force moving forward? It's so hard to nail it down because now they got TV shows, they got WandaVision and Winter Soldier and Falcon running around, and they're giving everybody their own. It's hard to pin it down at this point. Where
I think
you go movie wise?
Get a Fantastic Four movie done and done well and printed in the next couple of years.
They said that it's going to be a while before you see any of those newly acquired properties, though.
Yeah,
they said it's going to be a while.
I don't feel confident. I really don't. I feel like we're in such unfamiliar territory, and their needs, like how much bread they need to recoup is so high, they're going to be trying to shoot the moon on every fucking opportunity.
But you know what? That's another thing. They can't. And I think they know better than to try. I think
the fact
that they're following up Endgame with Far From Home kind of says they know they got to ease it down a little bit before they ramp it back up. I think they know. They can't just be on a million. Side note, MGM. Russo Brothers, that's the deal they made. MGM brought them on and opened up their entire MGM library and said, play with whatever you want. And I think they're supposed to be doing the Thomas Crown Affair.
So they get to just kind of go in and do whatever the fuck. I mean, they deserve it. You know what I mean? Like, they deserve it. What they did in that movie, they deserve it. Give them whatever the fuck they want. I watch it. I will see that movie with Black Panther in it, where he's out there trying to find out about the drug deal with the 21 Bridges, even though it's such a stupid concept for a movie that these men can't find a fucking hotel tonight to fucking go to.
Okay.
He's like, oh, you said to the Bridges? Bet. I'm going to a hotel tonight. That's pretty much would have been my fucking answer to that. Oh, cool. I'm giving me a hotel. Fuck y'all niggas. Or I would have found me a park bench and slept on it. 21 Bridges. Fuck out of here, yo. Anyway, you have anything to plug, sir?
As always, LitBKNY, you know, shirts and paraphernalia and shit. Go ahead, find you something cool that you like to wear and look cool with your shirt and your shoes and your boots. Get something sexy over there. And 11203 Productions, working with ME Productions, we're working on some things. And shout out to Love, Peace, and Slander. That's coming back. So, you know. All that good stuff
going on.
All that.
Are you doing like video work? You do like video work for like wedding and stuff, or no?
Yeah. You know what? I'm expanding, man. I'm expanding my horizons. I'm going to be doing more event work.
As an ad man, I would say try like if that's some real good money in that. It's a pain in the ass dealing with the regulars, but it's a good way to keep the lights on while the dream fucking gets dreamt.
Yeah, I've been sticking to like corporate videos and music videos and shit like that. I think I'm going to start expanding into event stuff.
All right, man. Just make sure they get their shit on time or you don't get the masses. Anyway, everybody.
Hey.
I enjoy yourself. I will speak to y'all next week. It's been a pleasure. Bye, guys.
Peace.
We are Sex Bob-omb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.